Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Imagine walking across miles and miles of land, through forests, over mountains, across rivers that rush and roar. No roads, no maps like we use today, just courage, memory, and hope. If you could travel across the wild lands with explorers and carry your little brother or sister on your back, would you be brave enough to help them even when things get really scary? We'll come back to that question at the end of our adventure. Because today we're telling the story of a girl who did exactly that. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Sacajawea. Before she led a group of explorers across the western part of the United States, Sacajawea was just a girl. Let's go back to when her story begins. Sacajawea was born around 1788 in what is now the eastern part of Idaho. At the time, George Washington was the president, and the United States was only 13 states along the Atlantic coast. Her family was Native American, and their tribe was called Lemhi Shoshone. The Shoshone chief was her father, and their tribe lived in the mountains among the trees and wild animals. Sacajawea means bird woman in her language of Shoshone. She loved the outdoors, was super curious, and could find her way through forests like a tiny explorer with a built-in map in her brain. She knew how to find food and follow animal tracks.
The earth takes care of us if we listen.
She learned from her family how to survive and how to respect nature. She knew which plants were safe to eat. She understood the land, the rivers, the seasons, and the animals. Life wasn't easy, but it was full of learning and connection. But one day, everything changed. When Sacajawea was about 12 years old, her village was attacked by another tribe. A frightening battle took place, and afterward, Sacajawea and many other girls were kidnapped by their enemies. As she was lifted onto their horse and carried away, she didn't know if she would ever see her family again. It was a very scary time for her, and she was taken to what is now North Dakota. Imagine that, being taken far away from your family and home, separated from everything you knew.
Will I ever see my family again?
She was alone in a new place, surrounded by people who spoke different languages and lived differently from her. She felt scared, she felt homesick, and she felt small. That moment could have broken her spirit. She was far from home and in a completely different world, but something inside her stayed strong.
I don't know where I am, but I will remember who I am.
Sacajawea had to grow up quickly. She learned new languages, she adapted, she paid attention. Even in a hard situation, she didn't give up. And years later, something unexpected happened. In 1804, Sacajawea met a group of explorers led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. These explorers were on a mission to travel across the newly acquired Louisiana Territory and reach the Pacific Ocean. So a year before that, in 1803, President Thomas Jefferson bought more than 825,000 square miles of land from France in what was called the Louisiana Purchase. To explore this new part of the country, President Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark on a 2-year journey to report on what they found. That meant they were going to travel from the Missouri River in North Dakota and head west to the Pacific Ocean. And guess what? They needed someone who knew the land and could help them talk to other Indian tribes. Sacajawea joined them with her baby son, Jean-Baptiste, and her husband, who was a French-Canadian fur trader who was also a translator. Most people would have said, "That's too much," but not Sacajawea. She decided to join the expedition anyway.
"I can help. I know the rivers. I know the paths. I can go."
The expedition included 45 people, and she was the only girl. Now imagine traveling through wild, unknown lands with just a small group of people. Imagine carrying your baby on your back and walking hundreds of miles through rivers, mountains, and forests. It was super challenging. Sometimes they didn't know which way to go, or where to find food, or how to stay safe from wild animals. And here's Sacagawea, walking strong, carrying her baby, and helping everyone stay on track. Her role was super important because she knew the land, the plants, and how to communicate with other Native American tribes. But it wasn't always easy. This is the heart of Sacagawea's story. Day after day, she helped the expedition. She recognized landmarks from her childhood. She used the stars to guide them when they were lost. She translated between tribes so people could talk peacefully. Her knowledge of plants and animals was incredibly valuable to the expedition. At one point, while exploring the Montana region, the group found themselves struggling to find food. The explorers were hungry and tired, and they didn't know which plants were safe to eat. Sacagawea showed them how to identify edible plants and berries. She also knew which roots and herbs could help with common illnesses. Her expertise not only fed them, but kept them healthy and strong for the long journey ahead. When the group of explorers reached the Rocky Mountains, the expedition needed horses to cross the mountains. They had no idea how to get them. Sacagawea remembered her home in the Shoshone lands and recognized the chief. The chief was her long-lost brother. After years apart, they were reunited. She stepped forward, talked to the chief, and convinced him to help the explorers. The journey was also very dangerous. One time, when the group was on the Missouri River in Montana, their boat capsized and tipped over, and everything fell into the water. Important supplies, maps, tools, journals, started floating away. But Sacagawea didn't panic. She swam through the cold water and managed to rescue important maps and journals that could have been lost forever. Thanks to her bravery, the explorers were able to continue their journey and have all the documents. It was in November 1805 when the expedition made it to the Pacific Ocean. Sacagawea stood on the sandy shore, and it was bigger than any other river or lake she had ever seen before. Here's the moment that shows who Sacagawea truly was. She traveled thousands of miles, going through what is now North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, carrying her baby, helping guide the group, translating languages, finding food, and keeping peace with different tribes. And because she was there with the baby, the groups they met with knew they were not a war party. It was a peaceful journey. Her presence helped keep everyone safe, and Sacagawea became a symbol of trust.
My son will see a world bigger than fear.
Sacagawea didn't lead with loud commands. She led with knowledge, courage, and calm thinking. She showed that even young people can make a huge difference. Without her courage and memory of her people, the journey would have been impossible. Her understanding of nature was also a huge help, and without it, the expedition might have faced even more challenges. Because of her, the explorers made it across the land, and history was changed. Sacagawea was small but mighty, and her heart was even bigger than the mountains she crossed. She showed bravery. She faced danger without giving up. Wisdom. She used what she knew to help others. Kindness. She helped people understand each other. Determination. She didn't let fear stop her. Courage, even in scary situations. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun facts about Sacagawea. At only 16 years old, when she joined the Lewis and Clark expedition, she was one of the youngest members. She carried her baby on her back the whole journey, more than 4,000 miles. Many places in the U.S. are named after her, like Sacagawea Peak in Montana. A river and even a $1 coin in the United States are named after her. Her courage and wisdom made her a symbol of bravery for generations of people. Pretty amazing, right? So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Sacagawea.
What was the name of her Indian tribe? How did she help Lewis and Clark cross the Louisiana Territory? Why did having her baby with her help make the expedition easier?
So let's go back to our question I asked at the beginning. If you could travel across the lands with explorers and carry your brother or sister on your back, would you be brave enough to help them, even when things got really scary? Think about Sacagawea's courage and how she helped someone find their way. So the next time someone asks you for help, you don't need to cross mountains. It might be as simple as helping a friend, standing up for someone, or trying something new. Now that's how courage begins, just like Sacagawea. Hey, you want to know a secret? The adventure doesn't stop here. If you follow Little Legends Podcast on Instagram, you'll discover fun facts, cool challenges, and more stories about the heroes we meet. Just search for us and tap follow. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.